us. Popcorn and peanuts, we'll work in the stands. Pink cotton candy, love on a stick. Who's chasing the beer? The trick of the lips, play ball. Play ball. Blow at the bases and smack it right over the wall.
Play ball.
Play ball. Take off the caps, time for the song. Red, white, and blue, we all sing along.
Hello, good evening to the Laughter Saves Lives radio show. My name is Johnny LaRocchia, and tonight joining us is A. Marie Castillo. Our part-time bro will be with us all night tonight. Hello, A. Marie.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
So A. Marie is at a remote location, so it may sound a little funky. What happened was Tara had a family emergency at the last minute, so A. Marie pinched hit. Look at me with the part-time bro. She's a pinch hitter.
That's good. We also have
John is on now. John, you on now?
I'm on now.
Excellent.
Hi, Emery.
So we're all on here, thank God, now. It was a last minute kind of bouncing around over here, me and John screaming like little girls trying to figure it out.
Can I just say something really quick about
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
My Skype account had the Skype program had to be updated. It's
right.
Like we sign into Skype, we're about to go on the air for the show, and it says, "Oh, by the way, you can't get on unless you upgrade to the new one." I don't have to. We have a show to do, Skype. You can't force us to do it now. That's ridiculous. It's like Skynet. It's become self-aware.
I think it was good because you worked on the pressure.
Yeah, but that was scary. We almost missed our show window there.
I did get a little scared. So let's talk about our week, John and Amory. I'll start. I had a great week. My godchild shower was up in Connecticut. We all went up. The family went up to celebrate Amanda's not shower. What an idiot. Her engagement party. Engagement party. Congratulations, Amanda and Steve. Up there in Connecticut, they bought a house. We went back to their house. It was a great day. And you know what we played at the party, John?
Who?
Amory, have you seen this game? I think it's called Spike, where you have like a little trampoline type thing and you play like volleyball, where you got to spike it into the net. You've seen this?
No, I've never seen this.
Amory? Amory, you there? Okay. We're missing Amory. Yeah, so it was a great game. Great game, a lot of fun.
Well, you're one hell of a volleyball player. We used to play in a beach volleyball league together. Well, and I got to tell you, this man is good.
Well, say it again, John. Say it again.
This man is good. They call him the Spiker.
So that was part of my week. How about you? You did some shows, I think, right?
What did I do? I had a show. Yeah, had some shows. Did some... watering of the grass. We have a big drought here on Long Island.
We do?
The grass is drying out. Yeah, my grass is very dry. Yeah. Been watering the heck out of it. Still dry. And you and I went to the Met game.
Well, now that was one of the most exciting games we ever went to. We sat so close
that
we could actually touch the players. And we did touch them once, and we got kind of thrown out. No, we didn't. But we were that close.
And we almost had to order breakfast. That was a 12-inning game. And at the top of the 12th, the ball boy tossed the ball into the stands, and it hit my glove and stayed there.
You were out of your mind. He was wrestling with kids and women to get a ball. I had to say to the ball boy, can you give my little boy a ball, please, already?
Well, you know what? I mean, I did feel bad about knocking over all those children, but at the same time, they were in very expensive seats, so their parents are rich. We won your tickets. You wanted to go. And secondly, I've waited 40 years for that ball. They have 40 years left. They didn't put in their time. And their parents were like, you won the tickets at a golf tournament. We'll probably never sit there again unless we win the lottery.
But you were embarrassing me. You were fighting with kids and women over a stupid ball.
You're like,
you know what? I won the ball.
Emery?
You're the next Zach Campbell.
You know what? I'm happy with the one ball, Emery. I've always wanted to do it. I got the ball, and that's it.
He really didn't catch a real foul ball. The ball boy flipped it to him after him begging for about three innings.
Yeah, but wait a second. It was hit by a batter. It landed on the grass, and then the ball boy deflected it into the crowd.
He didn't deflect it. He felt sorry for you because every other kid in that section had a ball, and you were the only kid that didn't have a ball.
That's true, and I was the only one with a glove. It's disgraceful, Amory, that nobody brings a glove, or very few people bring a glove to the ballpark. I come prepared.
Well, and you got to be prepared because this is like one of the many years that you're actually in first place and doing good.
That's right.
You're right. You're right, Amory. You're right.
And you know what I said to the kid when I snatched it right out of his hands? Next time use an outfielder's glove, kid.
Oh, burn.
He wasn't kind.
No, there was nobody there. Him and I were the only people in that entire section.
We had a ball. Amory, you would have had a ball with us.
I would have. I would have loved that. I'm jealous.
I even said to my kids, hey, I got these great seats up front. You want to come? And my one daughter was like, well, maybe. I go, that's it. If you don't get excited, you know, when I say they're right up front, then you're not coming. You can't, you know, go, oh, maybe. I told Johnny, I thought he was going to jump through the phone.
I needed smelling salts to be woken up. I fainted.
So we had So I'm glad Amory is back. Amory, we followed you on Facebook in the last week or two. You've had some, did a little traveling and had some good times.
Yes, this is the year a lot of my best friends, it's that magical year everyone's getting engaged, and I've been at bachelorette parties and all the way from the Hamptons, and my best friend just got married in Atlanta, and I went to Atlanta for the first time. It was awesome. Great time. Nice. I love the South, except I hold a grudge against Atlanta. But this wedding made up for it. So, what?
Why?
Why? What's the grudge?
Because I'm a diehard Minnesota Viking fan, and the Atlanta Falcons ruined my childhood in 1998 in an NFC championship game. We lost because of this stupid guy named Warren Anderson. And
here's how young you are, Amory. When you said 90, I remember 1998, and I felt old in 98.
But that ruined my childhood.
Wait, all you were a kid in 98?
Well, I was 12.
Oh, man.
I was three years out of graduate school.
Yeah, Amory is young. Amory is young. So let's move to the – I want to first thank Belmore Veterinarians. They're our main, our signature sponsor Wednesday night. They gave us a nice chunk of cash to support the show, which was very, very kind of them. So we're going to be plugging them the next few weeks all over the place. Awesome. Stepping up to the plate and doing that. That was great. Let's see what else I wanted to bring up before we bring up our first guest. An 8-12 show, Wednesday night. Amory can't be there. We're going to miss you, Amory.
I'm going to miss you, too.
It's going to be a great night. It seems like people are starting, now the tickets are starting to come in. Getting emails are coming. We're hoping to fill a place. It's 350 seats. I don't think we could do that on a Wednesday night, but I would be very, very happy for 150. Very happy.
That's great.
And it's going to be a great night. We have some great sponsors, a few surprises. He's not on the show, but my co-host here tonight will be on the show. John, we also have a special.
No, I'm on the. I'm not on the flyer. I'm on the show.
Right. Is that what I said?
Right. Better to be on the show than on the flyer. That's
right. Right. We put him on the back of the flyer, not thinking that on Facebook you don't see the back of the flyer.
It was a genius marketing ploy. Yeah. Really.
Yeah.
Genius.
I didn't think that one out. So,
listen, John, you could.
Go ahead, Amory.
No, John, you could just be happy. Like everything that doesn't go your way, it's like okay, it's okay. I caught a Mets ball at a Mets game. Like, that's just
exactly.
For the rest of your life, you're good.
Don't bring it up again, because he was so excited. When we got into the car, I said to him, you know what? I got you $330 tickets tonight. You didn't have to lay out a dime. Let me sign the ball so you can remember me from this game. He wouldn't let me sign the ball. He put it in a plastic case.
I had a plastic cube ball ready to go.
Yeah, he whipped it out of the back of his car, put it in a plastic case, sealed it with some glue or something.
No, I didn't seal it. It's just
He sealed it. He sizzled it right there.
I don't blame him.
So when we went to spring training, I got a ball with you down there. So if it wasn't for this man, I would have no balls.
I don't like the way that sounds at all. I really like the way that sounds. So that was, that was all week. We had a good time. A few other things. In the news. Before we bring Rob on the phone, let me just get my times straight here. We always speak about a fireman or a cop that was lost and time that made you laugh or smile. We couldn't do that this week. I couldn't get somebody lined up, running around a lot. I went up to Niagara Falls, which was friggin' awesome. If you've never been up there, the falls are unbelievable. But there was a young firefighter, 21 years old, killed.
Horrible.
A fire service firefighter killed in Lake Tahoe. He was struck by a tree. So out to his family. And please, this only reminds me of a friend of mine, son who died a few years ago, was struck by a tree in a snowstorm. You know, don't drive around in the freaking snow when the branches get heavy and all that stuff. It was a nightmare. So anyway, but this is a different story, and we feel for his family. Another story that I want to bring up, which is really cool, this guy, Adam Levine, his name is, okay? Adam right. Levine, born with
okay,
Down's...
Okay, Dad.
What's that?
You don't know who Adam Levine is?
No. What I'm saying is that this is a different Adam Levine.
Oh, I was like, ask your daughter.
You know what? You sound, right. You sound like my kids, Amory. I could go and teach for Homeland Security. I could teach the military. And the guys come up to me after the class and say, oh, my God, John, that was an awesome class. We learned so much. You're so smart. I'm home 10 minutes and I'm a friggin' idiot. And I just, Amory jumped on me right away. Like, you don't know who Adam Levine is? I felt like I was talking to my daughter. No, he was born, this guy, with Down syndrome. He doesn't sing that great. This is the sixth time singing at Citi Field. And wow. From what they say is he gets the biggest applause of anybody that sings the national anthem. Isn't that awesome?
That is awesome.
Let's bring up one more story between bring Rob. We could always come back. I want to bring up one of Amory's stories. Tell us about the cop. No, tell us about the funniest one here. The one you
No, this is the best. I laughed about it all day. So this couple from Algeria, this husband is suing his wife for quote-unquote psychological damage and trauma because for the first time in their marriage, when they woke up, she wasn't wearing makeup and he didn't recognize her. And it caused a lot of trauma for him, so he's suing her.
I thought this was a BS story that you wrote. This is a real story?
This is a real story. I don't make this stuff up.
No, I'm pointing to John. I'm sorry, Amory. I thought John made this up. I thought this was a joke.
No.
This is
and
like
Amory,
a, the, this,
what? Go
I
ahead.
Swear.
Go ahead, Amory.
No, I'm just, I don't even know what to say.
Well, here's what I want to know, number one.
It's not funny,
the
but
price
it's
of the husband's suffering is 13,000. Is that lira? Is that what that
no,
is?
No, that's the British
yeah,
pounds.
Yeah, lira.
How much money is that?
That's about $20,000.
She must have been ugly. Like, she was... Right? If for $2,000, you could say, oh, she looks a lot different. If he sued for $20,000, he was startled.
No, wait a second. Hold on. I think I converted it the wrong way. Oh. 13,000, 1.65. Oh, no, I did it right. Yeah, that would be about 22 grand at the current exchange rate, which I happen to have in my head.
That's so great.
Wow.
That is so
well,
funny.
I'm sorry, but like a poor, I just feel bad for this lady. And
Me too.
I feel
bad for her, but how much, like how stupid can you be? How much makeup do you think she was wearing?
She'd have to wear a mask.
Yeah. She had a mask on.
But my favorite part is he states like he thought he was being robbed because when he woke up to her, he didn't even recognize her. I'm like, come on.
You know, it's all what's
wait
inside.
A second. Where is he getting the money from? From her? Are they still married? Isn't it his money anyway? Isn't it joint?
It didn't say. It's like a recent story. They just stated that he's like how much he's suing her for. I bet it hasn't even happened yet. So we'll follow up on that in weeks to come.
Wow. All right, Amory. Thank you for bringing up that story.
Stay close to this, Amory. This is big.
Now,
I want
bring up one more before we bring Rob on the phone
tonight,
here.
Okay? I want your wife.
The cop who was fishing in Florida and caught the huge bag of cocaine.
Correct. And he turned it in. God bless him. And it
was not
just a little cocaine. It was multiple bags. They said over $1 million worth of cocaine, and he brought it to the nearest station and turned it in.
Yeah, he kept fishing.
wait a second. He was fishing. Oh, you know what it probably was? Don't they dump it out of – I saw Miami Vice a few times. They dump it out of airplanes in the water.
Hold on. Amory's on the phone. Miami Vice, she wasn't born.
They made a movie in 2007.
All right.
Amory, you saw you know Miami Vice, right?
I have heard of Miami Vice. I did not watch it, but I've heard of it.
They fly low. They pose as legitimate flights, and they just dump the drugs in the water and go fast boats pick it up. So this one must have gotten away from them. A sank.
No. Here's how I picture it, Amory, and tell me if this is how it happened. You ready, Amory?
I'm ready.
Okay, he had a pickup truck. Okay. He's driving past the precinct. He stops to say hello to somebody, and they see the cocaine in the back, and he goes, "Oh, I got that fishing. I was just about to turn it in." No?
Exactly how it went down.
That's the way
actually, John has a point there. That's interesting.
That's the way it probably went down. I guess I'm terrible, huh? We're going to bring Amory. Stay on the phone with us, because I want you to pick this guy's brain a little bit, and hopefully you'll meet him one day soon. He's a very, very interesting man and comic. Let's bring Rob on the phone with us.
You are.
Rob, you there?
Hey, guys.
There he is.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, how are you?
I think we put Rob to sleep. I'm sorry, Rob.
No, I was listening to him. I think Mr. LaRocchia, he's got kind of a problem because John, I'll call you John S. and John L. It's a little confusing. I got to tell John S. that John L., he was pursuing me to sign my balls last year after a gig, so I think this is kind of a problem he's got.
and
his, sign your balls. I'm just going to sign your balls. We're going to remember this night forever.
Here's the strange part. He said yes. He said yes twice.
It had been a while.
Good to hear you, my friend. John wanted to start this interview with Rob. So go ahead, my friend.
Well, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, Rob Savidanis is not only a phenomenal comedian, he's one of the preeminent directors on Long Island, and he's directing and writing a movie called Funny Fellas. And Rob, would you like to talk about Funny Fellas?
Oh, sure. Well, what it is I had an idea, and my comedian insane friend encouraged me to follow up on it. It's a parody of the film Goodfellas. And what I did was I wrote out of several scenes from the movie. But what we did was, instead of it being the world of mobsters, it's the world of stand-up comedians. And we're shooting it scene by scene. And each scene that we shoot, I post up on the internet because the world has no attention span anymore. So we'll do it scene by scene. You could go on Facebook. There's a Funny Fellas the Movie Facebook page, Funny Fellas the Movie. There's also Funny Fellas the Movie on YouTube. John Santo was actually in the latest scene that we just shot. And we just posted it within the last 10 days. It's doing pretty good with the views. John, you did a great job.
Thank you.
He did, and you did a great job. I mean, I was looking forward to seeing this. It is good stuff, Rob. It's funny. Amory, you got to check this out. He did a wonderful job.
I'm on it.
Oh, thank
you. I already love
thank you
idea.
Very much. Thank
You're
you
welcome,
very much. It's a good way to intertwine a writing skill, and then, like I said, to take such an iconic, everybody can quote that movie like word for word, so it was a little intimidating at first, but I think we got some really great people on board. The first scene with Paul Bond kind of sets the stage for everybody to enjoy what's going to go on next, I think.
Yeah, it was great. It's great.
Rob did a phenomenal job on it. I mean, when Rob asked me to do a scene, we met in an exclusive West Hollywood cafe, and Rob sat me down and told me what he wanted, and it was amazing. I mean, just to be asked was an honor to be a part of this project, because I'm a big fan of this project. I've been watching the scenes are hysterical, and it was when I walked onto the set, it was surreal to see it, because Tom Daddario was filming the Joe Pesci scene, you know, like around the table, and I felt like I walked back in time to 1990 and was watching Goodfellas being filmed. It was like an out of body experience. It was amazing. And Rob,
it was great. It was great. John showed up as a part of the project, and he was also showed up as a fan, because there were a couple of takes in a row where John mentioned our friend Tom Daddario. He's going through the R version of the I'm funny how, what if that clown, like he's going through our version of that, and a couple of times in a row John just couldn't make it through without laughing. He's like, I'm sorry.
Hey, you know,
I couldn't. It was to see Tom Daddario all made up with the. It was incredible. Incredible. So I'm sorry, Rob. I didn't want to ruin it like Ben Affleck did the Tom Clancy series. I said, please don't let me ruin this picture. But Rob was good, and we got through it. He's a great director.
Since Amory's in a different building, Rob, Amory, you have anything you want to add in there?
No, I just, question is, I can see it on Facebook. Is that what you said?
Absolutely. Yes. There's Funny Fellas, the movie Facebook page. It's actually called Funny Fellas. The movie is the Facebook page, and on Facebook.
Okay, no, I just want to make sure that I heard that right, and so I can like see it and promote it. And are there scenes or female?
Oh, we do this. Oh, you mean that I haven't shot yet that I could use you on? Is that what you're asking?
No, I'm not asking. I'm just asking if you filmed anything with like lady comics or anything.
Yes.
Well, I was gonna hire John, but he wanted me to sign his ball. No, actually, we shot a scene. We shot the scene where Karen goes to the house party with all the other women in Goodfellas. And I have a couple of comedians in there. Cara Amore is in that scene. Kristen Florio, who's doing a great job playing Karen. She's a comedian. She's in that scene. Cindy Shack is in that scene. It's all women. Making fun of the scene of when she's sitting with all the women in the Goodfellas movie, and they're all dressed weird and too much makeup, and we kind of take that and go overboard with it.
We have Rob on the phone at 888-429-5471. That's 888-429-5471. If you'd like to call in and ask Rob a question, I would like to ask him about his next project here, this Pancakes and Syrup movie you're working on, Rob. What's that all about? Sounds interesting.
Well, for years I've wanted to get into porn. No. This is a it's a screenplay. It's a screenplay that Tom D'Addario and I, a very good friend, phenomenal comedian. We co-wrote a screenplay together, and it's called Pancakes and Syrup. We wrote two characters in the lead roles. Him and I will play. They're very close to us. I play an actor. He plays a comedian. In the beginning of the movie, I'm in recovery. I was formerly in recovery, and I'm on relapse. I'm drunk, and I caused a ruckus at my job. I wind up on the road with Tom going cross-country, and that's where a lot of the film takes place, just in the car on the road meeting different people. Now, we're very excited about this. We wrote it together. We're gonna shoot it ourselves because we're both in our 50s, and nobody's knocking on our door saying, hey, where's the screenplay? So what we're doing now is we're almost finished scouting and casting for the teaser. We're going to post the teaser up online. We're going to see if people are interested in helping us back the film. It's a comedy. It's got some dramatic stuff in there also, but it's really going to be a fun ride. We're really, really looking forward to this project. This is a lot of what I've done in show business for the past 20 years, culminating into this project, actually, the writing and the performing of it. I'm going to shoot it. I'm going to direct it. And I'm really looking forward to it, man. It's going to be fun.
You know, if it's anything like what you're doing with Funny Fellas, with the professionalism, and John was just raving about
amazing.
He was the director and all that. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing that too, Rob.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. Yeah, I'm looking forward to doing it. It's all we're talking about the last few days, me and Tom. It's going to be a big undertaking, but we're definitely up for it. But you know, being a stand-up comedy, you got to have the next thing. People will see you and say, hey, you're great on stage.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Exactly.
Yep.
Well, I got to tell you, Rob and the other members of the cast helped me get through the scene when I had the giggles. And basically, Rob knows just what to say. He said, we're all going to beat the shit out of you unless you get the scene right. And it worked. He's a phenomenal director. I really did feel threatened because we're filming a movie about mobsters and they're all pissed at me. It's a little intimidating.
What made it great was we were pretty far along in the number of takes that we had done, and Tom was really starting to really like fully own it and nail the monologue, and that's when John laughed.
I just feel terrible. I was like,
he was so good. That monologue was so good. It really was. I watched it a few times. Very funny.
Hey, what's next for the picture, Rob? Can you talk about it?
I wanted to ask him a question about NYPD Blue, believe it or not.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Sure.
That used to be my favorite show back in the day, again, a little before A. Marie's time. how many times did you shoot a scene on that show?
I was in one scene. That's how I got into the Screen Actors union, the Screen Actors Guild. I was in one scene. It's 1990, long time ago. And I got to work with Nicholas Totoro. And it's four lines. That's all it was. It paid great. It got me in the union, and it was a phenomenal experience. I got to be on the first time on a real professional television set down in Soho.
Cool.
It was really great.
So cool. Your acting background, you did off-Broadway. What do you call it when you're on the road as an actor? What do you call that, Rob?
Lonely. Very lonely. I've done regional theater with the Bloomsburg Theater Ensemble in Pennsylvania. Fantastic theater group. Bloomsburg Theater Ensemble. I did 10 years ago. I first time working with them, I did a famous play called Born Yesterday. And I just worked with them a few months ago on an adaptation of Anton Chekhov's Seagull. So I'm not all about dick jokes. I can do some serious stuff.
Well, you can, and we appreciate you calling up. Do you have anything you want to wrap up with him? You want anything else?
Yeah,
Rob,
what's next for the Funny Fellas? Can you tell us what's going to happen next, or is it?
There's a couple of smaller filler scenes that I want to make sure I get in. I talked to you, John, about the what did I tell you scene when I had you at the doorway.
Yes.
I of course cast myself as Robert De Niro, but I look more like Robert De Niro in Raging Bull at the end of the movie. But I'll work that out anyway. Yeah, I've been eating a little bit. I also have to shoot when they beat up Billy Bats at the bar. Is going to be the final scene. Whenever I get to that, that'll be the last scene. It's going to be the most involved scene where he gets beat up. And I'll just say that he won't get beat up with a gun. And they won't be arguing over a sign box. We just changed it to adapt to stand-up comedy. It's very funny scene we're going to do.
So just plug the website and the YouTube and the Facebook one more time so everybody knows where they can see it.
Absolutely. Funny Fellas the Movie. You go to Funny Fellas the Movie on Facebook. You go to Funny Fellas the Movie on YouTube. You can find me on Twitter at FunnyManCivi, FunnyManCivi, FunnyManCivi. And keep an eye out for my Facebook page for promoting the film Pancakes and Syrup. I am also writing an episodic show that I'm going to put up on the internet called Stages about different artists. And the different arts they perform and how they impact other people's lives. So that's another project that I'm working on.
Awesome.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Awesome.
All right,
Rob. Real deal. Thanks, Rob, for coming on the show.
Yeah,
and,
thanks a lot, Rob.
Great things to come.
Yes, thank you.
I appreciate you guys having me on. Avery, it was very nice to meet you. We got to do this more often.
Yes, definitely. I would enjoy that.
All right, take it easy,
absolutely,
guys. Have a good night, Rob. I'm just going to read one of our sponsors here. Sunray Services is one of Long Island's top heating, cooling, and electrical contractors. They're celebrating their 25th year. Sunray proudly serves all of Nassau and Suffolk counties and is a partner with both PSE&G and National Grid. Now is the best time to upgrade your central air conditioning and heating systems, John. Did you know that? And
yes.
Sunray offers 0% financing and unsurpassed service. Call them today for a free in-home estimate at 8889 Sunray, that's 8889 Sunray. Go ahead.
And we have another sponsor. I'm Casey Kasem, and it's Rudy Fusco Presents. Rudy does comedy shows, dinner shows, live music with comedy, corporate entertainment, fundraising, and private parties. You can reach him at 631-617-7140. 631-617-7140.
And that was Casey Kasem in the studio. Thank you, Casey. We have Steve on the line. Hello, Steve.
How are you? How you doing?
Good, buddy. Where are you calling from?
From Albuquerque, New Mexico.
I love
Albuquerque. That's where I'm from.
No way, A. Marie. How can that
part-time be? Part-time bro is from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Serious? Because
this
you know
this is
That's where I was
This
trained.
Is Uncle Steve. This is your Uncle Steve calling.
Uncle Steve.
She sounds
We're listening
Steve.
To you on the...
Uncle
Yeah,
Steve.
We're big fans of my niece, and I'm standing by the grill roasting some chili and thought I'd call in and let her know that we're here supporting her.
She is awesome.
John, this is my Uncle Steve. He is...
Wait, this really is her Uncle Steve?
Wait, is
yeah, this
her
is
Uncle
really
Steve?
My Uncle Steve.
I hate when I'm not in on the thing.
Guys,
this is my niece. I love her to death. She's awesome.
I got my funny from him. He's one of the reasons. She's one of the reasons I'm funny.
Uncle Steve, she is very easy to love. She's a very, very nice person, and we're happy to be doing some work with her.
She's awesome. She's a terrific young lady, and we love her to death, and I just wanted to let her know we're here listening to her.
My Uncle Steve is also a very good official, as in ref. He refs all over New Mexico. Shout out to him. He does a very good job.
Well, Uncle Steve, I teach all over the country for Homeland Security. So when I'm in Albuquerque the next time, can I come over and have some of that chili on the grill?
I'm roasting it right now, right next to a nice little ribeye. I got some green chili. You come over, we'll have a beer, a ribeye, and some fresh green chili.
Yes!
I'm the kind of guy that will take you up on that, Uncle Steve.
We miss her so much.
I could see why. Thanks for calling in, Uncle Steve.
No problem. Love you, Ollie.
I love you, Uncle Steve.
Me too. Love you, Uncle Steve.
Be good. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
I think I'm gonna cry. That's very
awesome.
Heartwarming.
You know what's so funny?
What? I thought it was one of your friends, by the way.
No, see, if you were looking on Facebook, silly girl, I put down your Uncle Steve is on the line.
I just got it myself. I just saw it myself.
Well, no, I don't have – I'm on my phone in my remote secret location.
Oh, where is your remote secret location, miss? Where are you, in a Starbucks?
I'm in East Hampton.
Oh, you're back out in East Hampton?
Yeah, I'm back out in East Hampton.
You are such a fancy pants, man.
Wait. I am so fancy. No, but listen, my Uncle Steve, it's so awesome. He is the best ref, and he even used to like ref my basketball games growing up. He's so funny. His only flaw is he's a Cowboys fan, but besides that, he's the best.
How old is Uncle Steve?
28. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I actually don't know his age.
Because I realized after about the fourth time I said Uncle Steve, he's probably like 15 years younger than me.
No. Well, I should know. I don't know.
But
how
listen, Amory, we have somebody very special on the line. Let's bring in Stephanie on line two.
Hello.
Hey, let me tell you a little bit about Stephanie before we. First of all, Stephanie is going to be on our show. I basically built this show around Stephanie. She said she was coming up. And I love working with Stephanie Blum. She's been out in L.A. now for a number of years. We used to work together a nice amount, right, Stephanie?
Yes, all the time.
All the time. And she's one of the funniest, sweetest, most intelligent comics I know. She makes me laugh every time I see her. And she goes, I'm coming up. Can we do a show? So I said, yeah, we could do a show. I'll do a show. So she goes, where? So I did. I got the theater, and I got the theater, and I booked this whole thing around her. So, you know, John and I said, let's have her on the radio show 2 weeks ago. And we sat here with our thumbs up our ass because Stephanie disappeared on us.
Where are you, Stephanie?
I am in a remote location.
Are we the Pentagon?
Listen,
Vice President.
The best female comics are in remote locations. This is how we do it.
Remote locations with Secret Service details, apparently.
I am waiting for Uncle Steve to call me. I'm very excited. I hope he calls any minute. I'm actually in Westchester, New York, in the backyard of my in-laws' house, hiding from my family. That is the truth. I am actually in the backyard hiding from them.
She actually flew in last night, and they still don't know she's there. She's been in the backyard since.
I can't get away from that.
So let me ask you a few questions, my dear. Oh, my wife is peeking in. Stephanie Blum just called in, honey.
Hey, Steph.
Yeah. All right. We're on the radio, hon. It's a big time. My wife walked into the studio. She didn't just walk down the basement into our studio. We actually have a fancy studio, so she drove all the way out here.
Remote location.
She can't wait to see you on Wednesday. Really, she came down to do the laundry, and she has to step over us to get to the laundry. So fancy we are. Stephanie Blum, you will be on our show Wednesday night, but you are a former, let's start with right from the beginning, a former school psychologist from Brooklyn.
Yes, that is true. I worked for 12 years in a high school in Brooklyn.
So you paid a lot of money to get that degree and you get this job. What made you say, let me try stand-up, and what did your family think of that?
Well, my mom was like, do not quit your job with the Board of Education. You have a pension. And when you perform in Murray Calendars, you get paid in pie. So you really shouldn't quit. So my mom was not, they weren't, as long as I had my day job, they were happy. They didn't care what I did at night. If I were out in bars with strangers, they didn't care.
Did you tell them when you did quit, or did you wait about a year or two before you know?
Well, I never actually quit. I had a baby. That's how I got out of it.
Okay. And you have, how many babies do you have now?
I don't know. Hold on. Three. I have three.
Three.
Three babies. Three babies. I have a 15-year-old boy, a 9-year-old girl, a 6-year-old girl.
Wow. And so you went from there. You've been on Comics Unleashed, which I watch sometimes at night. You've been on that how many times?
And I never get paid, just so you know, those bastards. I never get paid. Can I say bastards?
You just did.
We just did. Say that. So sorry.
We've had truck drivers on Fireman on. Nobody has said bastards.
Nobody's cursed.
You're the first one. You foul mouth.
Nobody has cursed.
Yeah, nobody. Am I fired?
You're not getting paid, so it doesn't matter.
Stephanie, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Okay, because I started doing comedy, and when I told my family, did your parents come see you do stand up right away, or have they seen you do stand up?
Oh yeah, they've seen me do stand up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they make fun of them. They like it. They like.
Well, it took my mom a long time, so I just was wondering.
Yeah, I mean, my husband used to come, and I used to call him out. You know, I'd be like, "There's my husband," and then I'd talk about inappropriate things. So he stopped coming a long time ago. And someone has to watch the kids, so that's really why he doesn't come.
Hey, well, Stephanie,
let me just bring a few quick points because I want to get everything, because she's an amazing chick, this one. I mean, she's one of my favorite comics, not only female comics, my favorite comics. I always enjoy working with her. You started this web series called Mom's Rule.
Yes, we do it in our
awesome.
Closet. Yes, in our closet. It takes place. So I understand the basement because we're in my closet with my sneakers. And also I hide from the children in there. They find me. But my husband, edits it. He films it. He directs it. And we have other moms come in the closet with me. It's fun.
I was never invited to the closet. I said that. I did send you a few videos to be put on the show. I think I was on once, or I may have ended up on the cutting room floor a number of times.
No, you were on, I think we had a radio chat with you once.
We did.
Oh, we showed your sleep apnea mask.
That's right. They put a picture on their webpage of my sleep apnea mask.
Yes, it's very sexy.
That was supposed to be sent to you for educational purposes, so when I mentioned it, you understood. It wasn't supposed to go up on the webpage.
Oh, we weren't supposed to make fun of you? Sorry.
No. And that law, that paperwork is coming from my lawyer any day, my dear.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Now, from that web series, Mom's Rule, from what I understand, you got this shot now to possibly have this TLC show called What She Said, is that correct?
Yes, it is, and we got the date finally. It's coming on October 2nd.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. So I'm very excited about that. It's coming on October 2nd at 10:30.
And we're really excited for you. We're going to plug the crap out of that when through Laughter Saves Lives when it does come on. And from what I understand, there may be an offshoot about dads. And who's going to be the first dad that you ask?
You!
Say it again. Say it again.
The first man I called, John LaRocchia. God, yes, you know I love you.
Are you excited about Wednesday night show? Mom's Gone Wild, Laughter Saves Lives, a benefit for Angela's House, which takes care of really frail and sick children. Remember, our local guys lost on 9/11. Are you excited about the show, my dear?
I am so excited. I have friends coming to the show that live in Long Island. They're thrilled. They have people from the city coming. I have not performed in Long Island like in 12 years. So this is really exciting for me. And I love that I'll be, you know, seeing you. And I'm sure, I know it's going to be a great show. You have great women on it.
My daughters are going to sing before the show. John's going to be on the show. John's doing a guest spot on the show because he makes his mom go wild. I don't know. We got to figure out how we get John on there, but he'll be on the show.
I'm not on the flyer, but I am on the show. I'm on the back of the flyer, apparently.
It's on the back of the flyer.
We didn't want to ruin the front of the flyer with all the lovely women on the front of the flyer, so they put me on the back.
Is it what? Who's the other guy, John?
John Santa. Yeah, he's my co-host on the radio show,
right?
And he's also going to be on the show.
I have a face for radio, so they didn't put me on the flyer, but I am on the show.
Oh, cool! Well, I look forward to meeting you.
Me too.
Yeah, my.
I want to meet you.
Come on out, Maria.
Hey, Marie. Don't mess up Marie. A name. She takes you down, man. I'm telling you, I messed it up once. I met her in the city one day. She just smacked me right in the middle of the street there.
Sorry.
I did not smack you.
No.
Don't hurt me. You'll stick your Uncle Steve on me. He'll throw chili at me. He'll hurt me.
No, he would offer you some, and he makes the best steak. It's delicious.
I love it. I'm very excited about the show. I love working with you, John. Thank you for having me. It's going to be awesome. I'm very excited about the show coming up. I also have another show that's going to be on the Discovery Family, I believe, on September 4th, I believe, called Babies Behaving Badly.
Great.
Please send us all the links, all the information, and we will definitely plug it. We have a huge reach. Huge.
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 It's all around your basement.
No, my neighbor's
basement. This is a state-of-the-art studio that just looks like a basement. We spent a fortune to make it look like a basement.
To make it look like this. You know how the TV shows, the desk, they make it look homey? Well, we made it look like a basement.
I understand. I'm comfortable in a basement or a closet, so I have no problem with that.
Well, Missy, we will see you Wednesday. Get there early. Don't make me nervous.
What time would you like me there?
6:30.
Okay, cool.
We can't broadcast that. There'll be groupies lined up outside for autographs. You can't do that. We got to bring her in the back. Bring her in the back.
We'll feed you somewhere.
I'll bring a pen.
All right, yeah, bring a pen. All right, we'll see you Wednesday.
All right, bye, John. Bye, Marie.
Bye, Steph. Bye.
Co-host, what's your name, co-host?
Co-host.
John Santo and Amory, the co-host.
Bye, John.
We're not important. We're sidekicks. It's all about John LaRocchia. We're just sidekicks. But we're happy to be here.
All right. Well, I look forward to seeing you guys. Thanks for having me on.
See you, Steph.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. I don't want to keep.
Who do we have on the phone?
I think Paul is still on the phone. I hope he is. Is Paul still on the phone? Doug, can we bring Paul on?
Are you son of a bitch?
Paul, before you start, thank you for holding because I know how important you are, and he held for like 10 minutes. We really appreciate you being here and holding on the phone. How are you, Mr. Bond?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. We're trying to not make asses out of ourselves.
Didn't work.
Well, we're doing a great job.
I want to introduce you to A. Marie. Say hello, A. Marie, to one of the funniest men in Long Island and in the country, Mr. Paul Bond.
Hi, Paul. Oh,
hi. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey. I'm Jim Dandy. And is my phone coming through okay?
Yeah, yes. You're coming through fine.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Have you been listening to any of the ads that's been going on?
I listened to all of it. That's why I'm like, hey, now I'm on hold? What the hell?
Go ahead. Do you have anything to comment on?
I'm in Funny Fellas, too.
You were in the first version, right? Funny stuff, Paul.
I was the guy in the trunk.
Mm-hmm.
I wet my pants when they opened the trunk and Paul Bond is there. I pissed my pants.
Very funny. Very funny. Very funny.
Destroyed. Destroyed. He destroyed that scene. He was amazing.
He did.
I play Billy Betts. I'm the guy that's going to get the crap beat out of him at the bar in the last scene, I guess.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Well, get your set list instead of your shine box. You get your set list.
It's
about comics. It's about a hot comics. Hey, Santos, you were very funny in that scene.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
I got to see this.
It is Santos. It's Santos, right? Not Santos.
It doesn't. You can call me anything you want. I love you, Paul. You can call me Santos. I don't care.
Yeah, I gotta call him. I gotta call him everything perfectly. But you could do what you want.
Well, Paul Bond's he's huge.
Did Paul Bond get you three rows behind the On Deck Circle at Citi Field?
Not yet. No.
Okay.
No.
I have a question, John.
Yeah.
Santos, would you let Paul sign your ball?
If I had a ball to sign, I told John to sign up. I'm going to bring a ball for John LaRocca to sign. There's a bar in New York City called Foley's, and they ask people. I was asked to sign a ball after a show that I did, and the guy said he wanted the comics to sign a ball. So I wanted my ball between Famke Janssen and Salma Hayek. I said, put my balls right there, you know.
I have plenty of ball music, so I can sign as Paul.
Paul, can you do your Carson impression? I love Paul Bond's Carson impression. It's phenomenal. Would you do it, Paul?
All right. You know, did you read about this in the paper? That BP is back in the news. They're going to change the name from British Petroleum to Busted Pipe. Or Barack's Problem. I saw the movie Lincoln. Worth every penny. And you know, Lincoln did better in theaters this time around. I have another Carson joke, but it's too blue. I want to keep it family friendly. Want me to go.
I don't know how blue we can get on the show. We have to ask Doug that next time. He's listening in right now. I don't want to give him a heart attack down there in L.A.
he's in California.
Do you have a compressor? Do you have a compressor or something on your mics? Because every time I talk, it sounds like it's on a delay, and then when you talk, it sounds like it's coming out of the blue. Like it sounds like there's hiss and then nothing, and then it's weird.
Well, let me explain where we are. We're in my basement
studio.
Studio basement. The toilet bowl is loud. There are other noises. My wife keeps walking down with the laundry, so we're doing the best we can, sir.
And we're on Skype, so there's probably a delay between the internet and the phone and all the other stuff.
And I'm in a remote location.
You're not even in the studio.
Yeah, that's the best we can do right now. We're going to upgrade soon, though.
Okay.
We're going to move up to the first floor.
That's fine. I just want to make sure I'm not the only one talking over everybody else, because it's hard to hear when everyone else has stopped.
No, it's not you, Paul. It's the technology. There's always a lag.
Can you close, because we're going to have Amory do her sports. If you have time to listen to Amory do her part-time bro sports, she's going to come up next. She usually just does our sports, but she's filling in at a remote location for our normal co-host, Tara, who had a family emergency, and Amory is filling in. Give us one more of your awesome impressions.
Well, I kind of do some of the impressions that Santo does, and I do, but Santo, there are certain things we both shine on. He'll admit that. You know, I do one better than him, and he does a lot more better than me, because that's what he does. Johnny is the impressionist, I guess the expert at impressions. I try not to do caricatures. Like, I always thought that Dana Carvey did caricatures of the person. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was never really Carson. It was really like, it's like, all right, I get it. You're Carson, but you're not really Carson. You know, like you don't get the subtleties and stuff, whatever. You know, he kind of gives a cartoon version, but Santo does a spot on version of everybody it does. So
thank you, Paul.
impressions in front of John Santo, but and I got to follow him sometimes in a show, which sucks a bag of knees because now I got to follow up my impressions. But I think him and I have a good Tony Sopranos. I think he and I give a good run for the money on both parts.
Hey, Paul, definitely.
Yes.
Paul?
What's that?
Paul, he does a great, obnoxious little kid looking for a baseball at a Met game, too.
Oh, I heard about that.
Oh, boy.
And
boy.
It hit off his glove, right?
No, he caught it, but he knocked over a young lady and a small child to get this ball. It was very embarrassing.
Yeah, but that other lady that took my cousin's seats, my cousins happened to be sitting two rows in front of us, which just by coincidence, she caught the first ball. I didn't knock into her. The second ball was mine. I got a fair and square. Nobody got hurt. Oh, Paul, thank you so much for the kind words. That was very. I'll tell you when I fell in love with Paul Bond as a person and how classy he is. I did my act, which is nothing compared to Paul Bond. Paul Bond's an international superstar. I'm just a guy. And he was the headliner, obviously, and he acknowledged that I had done some of the impressions before, and he was very complimentary of it. When he was up, and I just waved to him, thank you, gave him like a little salute. I thought that was such a classy move.
He's the
guy, he's the best.
And I have to say there was once that I went up before Paul, and when he came off, he says, listen, I do nothing that John does. He was, whatever he did, I will do so much better. I'm sorry about that. So he does acknowledge the previous act.
I said, yes, please, like Men in Black, let me put on these dark glasses and mind erase you. So we can continue the show.
Amory has worked hard at our sports today, so we're going to bring her on. I appreciate you calling in and being on hold.
We'll have him again.
Nice meeting
you. I love you guys.
Yeah, we'll definitely have him again.
Nice meeting you too, Amory. Have me on when I can be on at the time I'm on.
All right.
We'll set it up with you people. We're sorry about that.
I love you, Johnny. Oops. You know that. Thank you.
Thank you, Paulie. Paul Bond, people.
Too.
All right. Woo! Amory,
you're on.
Yes.
Let's bring on Amory Part-Time Bro from a remote
part-time
location.
Bro. From my remote location.
What do you want to talk about, Amory?
Well, I think there's a lot of good and bad, and God bless football season has started. I don't know how big of football fans you are, but I live for it. I'm so excited.
We're huge.
My Vikings started off last night with a win in preseason, the Hall of Fame game against Steelers. Just wanted to say that.
That means nothing. Preseason.
You know what?
I know it, but you know what? We're going to be so good, and you all just watch.
The Giants went 5-0 in preseason last year because they did the Hall of Fame game, and the Giants finished what, 6-10, 7, whatever. It was terrible.
Can I bring up a side note for Canton, Ohio? Have you been, Amory? Have you been
to what?
Canton, Ohio, where the Hall of Fame is.
I thought you said, I didn't hear you right. No, I have not, but I'm going. I'm going. I have family in Ohio now, and I'm going.
All right. I taught the fire department locally. That is, outside the stadium, one nasty area, so be careful. The fire department wears bulletproof vests.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Can't you?
Yes, sir. So be careful. Be careful.
Well, part-time bro will be careful.
The Hall of Fame one. Let's do that.
I'm gonna be wearing a Viking jersey. Everyone will leave me alone.
All right, what else you want to talk about? Go.
I think we should give a shout out to Frank Gifford. You know, he passed away. I thought we should pay some respect to him. That was sad. He died at 84. Good guy, except for Kathy Lee, and to her family, and then also
lifetime giant, Amory. You should mention Giants.
I know, Hall of Famer. Played multiple positions. Well, and great TV personality. So I just like to pay my respects.
Wasn't he one of the guys that worked with Cosell? Didn't he work with Cosell on
Monday Night Football?
Right?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
In the 70s. He started in the 70s on Monday Night Football.
You remember that.
Her parents weren't even born in the 70s.
excuse me. I was born in a very good year for you, New York sports fans. I was born in 1986.
You were born in
86? It was a good year for all you guys.
I love her. She knows the sports, man.
She knows the sport. How could she know what the sports from 86? That's amazing.
Let me ask you one trivia question. What was the year, other than 86, the Mets won the World Series?
It's in the 80s. I know that. It's in the 80s,
no.
Correct?
No.
No.
69.
Here I was born, 69.
Damn it. See? I knew it. Damn it. All right, well, I'll start caring about the Mets more because of you guys.
Please, 60 seconds to go. Go, Amory.
Huge Mets fan.
Okay, but anyways, also, I just want to bring up this subject because I thought it was the most interesting out of everything that's happened in sports. And it has to do with video games. I don't know if you guys play any esports games, but I wrote about,
sure.
I talked about this with you today, John. In Sweden, coming up this fall, high schools in Sweden are going to start allowing in gym class esports, like video game playing. Like, they think it's important, and they want to keep up with modern day society. And not only will it be taught in gym class, it'll be taught in other classes, and they're going to start esports teams to play against each other.
Well, as high school teams, you mean?
High school. This is all high school, and they think it's going to help kids in the future.
Well, let me tell you something, my little 20-something friend.
10 seconds.
10 seconds. Generation, you know, that with all the graphics, John and I played electronic quarterback. It was two red dashes, and the bold dash had the ball.
Do you remember the football game that vibrated?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
These kids today, they have all this, and we had nothing. I'm jealous.
First of all, triangle X square is not athleticism. I was an athlete my whole life. I am so bad at video games. I get so frustrated when I try to play Madden and stuff. I'm like, I am better than this.
What about Wii Bowling? I used to like that. That's kind of physical. I could see them doing that in gym, maybe.
The Wii.
Yeah. Stuff like that, right, Amory?
Yeah, or maybe like if they have like Wii, at least you're getting some movement, you know, with the Wii.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Amory, I know you only had a short report tonight, but you was with us all night, so I don't feel as bad.
Don't ever feel bad. I'm just happy to be a part of Last Thursday's Live. I'm happy Michael Steve called in. I'd like to give a shout-out to him and the Barella family and all my family. I love them.
All right. Wednesday night, 7:30, Belmore Theater, the big Laughter Saves Lives, Mom's Gone Wild show.
The show of shows.
Show of shows. Thank you, John Santo. Thank you, Amory. And we're out of here.
Thank you for listening.
Leather gloves, we're slapping in hands. Popcorn and peanuts, we're working the stands. Pink cotton candy, love on a stick. He's chasing the beer, the trick of the lips. Play ball, play ball. Blow at the bases and smack it right over the wall.
Play ball.
Of the caps, time for the song.